Sport from the BBC with Johnny Bryan. Coming up.
Here's Nasri, now to Silva. Plays it back across. Nasri is there, and it's 2-0 to Manchester City. Chelsea could be beaten here in the FA Cup. City now 2 goals up, and Pellegrini celebrates.
Manchester City knocked Chelsea out of the FA Cup. Sunderland advanced to the quarterfinals of the competition with victory over Southampton. And we will have news of a fiercely contested ice hockey tie between the USA and Russia at the Winter Olympics. But first, we start with news from the FA Cup in England. It's the fifth round of the tournament this weekend, with 16 teams still battling out for a place in the quarterfinals. Chelsea against Manchester City was one of the standout ties of the round. Now, the teams met in the league at the start of this month, and it was the Blues who came out on top. But this time, it was a completely different story, as our reporter John Murray explains.
Well, this was an excellent response from Manchester City to their league defeat here to Chelsea last week. This time, it was City who were on the front foot from the off, and crucially for their belief, they scored in the first 20 minutes. Stefan Jovetic shooting in, low and across Petr Cech, just shortly after an effort from Jovetic had clipped the Chelsea crossbar. Then City had Chelsea where they wanted them, and tinker though Jose Mourinho did with his second half substitutions, he couldn't coax a significant improvement, and it was one of Manuel Pellegrini's substitutes, Samir Nasri, returning from injury, who scored the second clinching goal set up by Silva. So Chelsea are left to concentrate on the leagues, Premier and Champions, and an unlikely quadruple is still on for City.
The Manchester City manager Manuel Pellegrini was satisfied with his team's commitment.
We beat a very good team with important players, a team that is fighting for the title of the Premier League. One of the team had to continue in this cup, and I think that today the team was fresh. We play 9 games during December, 9 games during January, so it's normal to have a down in our performance against Chelsea and against Norwich. In the moment that the game against Sunderland was postponed and we could work on Thursday, after 2 months and a half that we didn't have a session of work, I was sure that the team was going to have a very good performance against Chelsea, and we did it.
And what about the Chelsea manager, Jose Mourinho? Here are his thoughts after the defeat.
I'm happier and prouder with what we did 2 weeks ago, because today was proven the team they are, the powerful team they are, the difficulty to play here, the difficulty to get a result here. So gives more credit to my players for what they did here two weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, we were the best team and we won. Today, City was the best team and City won, so I think nothing special really to say.
Sunderland are also through to the last eight of the FA Cup after a 1-0 win over Southampton. The BBC's Conor McNamara was watching.
Sunderland may be languishing in the Premier League's relegation zone, but their fantastic cup form under Gus Poyet continues. Already into the final of the League Cup next month, Sunderland now find themselves in the draw for the FA Cup quarter-finals after a magnificent strike from Craig Gardner was enough to see off an under-par Southampton. Gardner's shot from outside the penalty area rocketed in off the underside of the crossbar. Southampton did rally late on. Their best chance, though, was almost comically missed by Ricky Lambert. A low cross from the right beats the diving goalkeeper, but Lambert somehow conspired to balloon his shot over the crossbar from just 2 yards out. Sunderland's improvement under Poyet is clear to see, just one defeat now in their last 9 games in all competitions.
The Sunderland manager Gus Poyet made 9 changes to the side that lost 2-0 at home to Hull City last weekend and felt everything fell into place.
I'm extremely happy for the players. It's difficult to put it. It's difficult to put it one by one, but I would say Jackie had a terrific game. Andrea, after so long, you know, without playing, he put a good 70 minutes. Nacho knows the pitch now and the physicality and the speed of the ball. And, you know, 25 minutes Conor Wickham and a good 90 minutes for a pre-player. So it was a great a good 90 minutes for a pre-player. So it was a great day for me. Of course, the win helps, with any doubt. But I have to be honest, apart from the chance of Lambert, we didn't look at any time conceding, and in the other hand, every time we attack, it was like a half a chance. So, very pleased today. Very, very pleased.
The other FA Cup tie to take place on Saturday, Premier League Cardiff City lost to FA Cup holders and Championship side Wigan Athletic by 2-1. To the Winter Olympics in Sochi, where the United States beat big rivals Russia to win a fiercely contested ice hockey game in the group stages. It took a shootout to decide the winner after they finished 2-2, with Russia having a third goal controversially ruled out. But it was mixed emotions for the US player Joe Pavelski and Russia's Sergei Bobrovsky.
It's a disappointment, you know, so tomorrow a new day, new game, and we look forward to play a new game. It was an incredible atmosphere, and yeah, unfortunately we lose this game.
It was fun, it was awesome, you know, it was one of those games you play every shift, you know, whether you're on the ice or on the bench, you're reading, you're watching your guy, you're, you know, as he's coming off, you're into the play already, so it's a tiring game mentally, but it's at the same time, it's, you know, you're in it and it's fun. And we knew that coming in, it was going to be exciting, you know.
And with a roundup of other gold medal winners on day 8 of the games, here's the BBC's Alex South.
Well, the day started the Women's Super G, which is like a shorter version of the downhill, but with more turns. 49 started, but only 31 finished on what was an extremely difficult course that was icy at the top and then slushy lower down, so not perfect conditions. Now, one of the skiers described it as a disaster and a shame for everyone, but Anna Veninger had no problem. She becomes the third straight Austrian woman to win the Olympic Super G title. Veninger's previous best results at a major competition was gold in the Super Combined at the 2011 World Championship, so massive gold for her. And there was also a gold for Sweden in the cross-country skiing relay. There was another gold for Russia, that's two today, in the men's skeleton. So that sort of makes up for losing the ice hockey.
To athletics now, and a world record for Genzebe Dibaba over 2 miles, and a duel between the world's two fastest women were the highlights at the Birmingham Indoor Grand Prix. There for the BBC World Service is Ed Harry.
15 days, 3 world records for Genzebe Dibaba, 1500, 3000 metres and now 2 miles. In the midst of that, she also turned 23 and has established herself as red-hot favourite for 3000 metres gold at next month's World Indoor Championships. She spoke here in Birmingham of following in the footsteps of elder sister Tirunesh Dibaba, but even she's never had 15 days quite like this. In the English Midlands, Meseret Defar's 5-year-old world best was beaten by almost 6 full seconds. At the 2013 World Championships in Moscow, Muriel Ahure of Ivory Coast won double silver behind Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce. Head-to-head over 60 metres here, Ahure prevailed, though both women were given the same time. James Dasa-Olu went top of the world rankings in the men's heats for the 60 metres, and despite grabbing his hamstring late on in the final, momentum carried him over the line as he beat Nesta Carter and Kim Collins.
And staying with athletics, and a French athlete has broken the 21-year-old world record for the indoor pole vault. Renaud Lavigny cleared the 6.16-metre-high bar in a competition in the Ukrainian city of Donetsk. Now, that's a centimetre higher than the previous pole vault record set by the Ukrainian Sergei Bubka at the same venue in 1993. Lavigny punched the air in delight as Bubka himself, who was in the audience, stood up to applaud as Lavigny broke the world record. Finally, to cricket, and Australia has won the first test against South Africa at SuperSport Park in Centurion by 281 runs, going one up in the 3-match series. And in the second test in Wellington, India were bowled out for 438 on the second day against New Zealand. The hosts closed on 24 for 1 and remained 222 runs behind the visitors in their second innings. Stay with us if you can for further updates throughout the day, but for now, that's the latest world sport from the BBC.